Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yes, 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 yes. All right, so we are about to get into some things. What is popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are just here to get into some things real quick. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are here to get into some motherfucking things, okay? Okay, let's talk about it. I'm ready. I don't think the city grows is pulling no shade, but I think that they like it.
Which is doing very much good in here.
Are not aware.
Okay. Boom. Boom, ba boom, boom, boom. Boom. Ba boom, 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 boom. All right, boom, let's talk about it. Oh my God. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay, we got to get into some things. We're going to get into some things. Ooh, the people wouldn't want to know what do I feel about this whole shenanigan. They want to get into some things. The people want to call in. The call-in number is open. The number is 563-999-3658. We're going to get into some things quickly. All right, let's get it popping. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back live in the studio, back with another video, all right? And we are going to get into some things. If you're a returning subscriber, you know how this thing goes. And if you are a new subscriber, well, what took you so damn long? Welcome and hello. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay. Let me see. We will post the call and number on the screen. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know how what this live is going to give, but we're just going to give our opinions on it. We got six beautiful women on the screen, six female rappers, and I'm going to talk about it. All right. I didn't really know how, which order I wanted to go into or how I want to do it, so I'm just free-flowing. So I'm here in my spirit to talk about Lil' Kim first. So I want to talk about the problem with Lil' Kim. I love Lil' Kim, right? I think she's a great artist. I think she's iconic for her time. However, I think Lil' Kim is really missing it. And after this interview that I've seen with her do with Fat Joe, I really realized that Lil' Kim has a problem. Okay, so I'm not going to play you all of the interview. I'm just going to play 4 minutes of it, and then we'll talk, okay? Let me play you this 4 minutes, and then we're going to talk. Right there. There we go. First, that's the first step of the delusion, right? She wants to be involved in it. Let's let it keep playing. So that's where we'll stop it. Yeah, he asked her about the WAP video, and she kind of basically said, you know, just deal with it. But I want to talk about my problem with Lil' Kim. While everything she said is true, you know what I mean? Like, you know, she is a queen. She's this. She's that. She's great. She's here. But I feel like at what point? What else do you want? I feel like people have paid you homage. They brought you out. Cardi's paid you homage. Remy's paid you homage. Girl, you've done tracks with Dream Doll. You've got on records with Remy. Missy shout you out. You get these awards. You get the recognition. What is it that you want? Because I personally feel like Little Kim she wants to be relevant now, which wouldn't be a problem. However, she's not consistent enough in her music, in her releases, to even be considered a relevant female rapper of now. It feels as though she's saying that she's a monarchy and she's the queen of queens. She just wants, this sounds like some narcissistic, like, I don't care if there's new queens, but I want everybody to remember I'm the queen of queens, and I want everybody to just, you know, big me up all day, every day. Everybody, she wants friends. She wants everybody to want to come hang out with her. She still wants it to be all hail Little Kim. And it's not, listen, you got your credit. Move on. You know what I'm saying? We give you, like, girl, everybody's paid you homage. Like, I'm over it. You know what I mean? Put out some records that stick and then cry. But it's almost like that's just become her story now. No one gives me credit. No one give me, like, shut up. You've gotten the credit for years. Okay, Nicki didn't give you the credit. We move on from that, right? Every other girl that's came up has given you credit for something, and they've done music with you. So what do you want? What else do you want? What do you want? That's the problem. She needs to get over it, get out of her feelings. She's 40-something years old. Little Kim needs to get into the studio and produce a hit. Then we can talk. Until then, shut up. Stop whining. Put out some real music that sticks. People keep saying Nicki is giving Kim credit. Well, according to Kim, Nicki, she doesn't feel like that. So I'm just throwing her a bone here, okay? Because to me, she's making it seem like it's every girl that's not giving her the credit. What do you want the people to do? What's left? What do you want them to do? You hear Fat Joe ask her, who would you want to see in a ladies' night? And she doesn't know, because she's talking about, well, it would have to with me and Remy. Or, you know, why can't some of the girls from the past be in the ladies' night as well? Why do they have to be kind of out? Girl, we want to see the new. Like, what legends are doing shit like that? Like, the legends and the icons, they're passing the torch, girl, and things are getting recreated. It's like, girl, get over it. I could see if she was putting out music and it was good, it was sticking. She's putting out shit that she's doing auto-tune, and it's just not really, fans are not liking it. It's not selling. Girl, I don't get it. Like, Little Kim, I'm over it. Like, you've got the homage. We gave you that you're a queen. But, girl, we're not going to keep talking about you forever, especially with no music. That's sticking. I'm over it. I'm over her. Little Kim is not happy with her career. She's not happy with not being recognized as the queen bee dandada, the queen of all queens. These girls come and go, and here's the thing is, people throw around Cardi B, the queen of rap. People throw around Nicki Minaj, the queen of rap. They just throw these queens out, but Little Kim wants to be the overall queen of all of them, and she wants somebody to still say, but Little Kim is the queen of queens. It's like, girl, we know that. What do you want? She's talking about, well, if she's still here, don't steal her stuff and act like you're not here. Well, what? I mean, people are paying you homage. That's an honor. I just don't get it. I just feel like, girl, what do you want the people to do? I feel like everybody has given her her flowers. Most females have publicly shouted out Lil' Kim. Most organizations, people, like rappers, everybody gives her respect from what I could see. So I don't know what else is left. I just feel like that's just going to be her whole thing. Like, see, a lot of times people don't think that their time will ever end. Then you come with a reality that, girl, you were hot, but you are no longer hot. Especially if you're not producing. This was the reason why Nicki was able to come in. You weren't producing for years. What do you want the people to do? Kim, you are not consistent. You've never been consistent. Why do we need to call you? For what? Well, so I don't know. And I wouldn't even trust Lil' Kim. I don't think Lil' Kim like any of the girls. I don't think she really like Cardi. She might not like Remy, but she don't like Meg. She don't like none of them. She's jealous. She's pissed. She wished that she could still be on the record. She mad that she wasn't in the WAP video. Although that probably would have been a good one to put her in it. She could have did the Kylie Jenner part. That would have been nice. They probably should have put her in the WAP video. That would have been cool. Give her a break. She would have felt good about it. They should have put her in WAP. Put her in WAP. But anyway, yes, that's my thoughts on her. I just think she needs to get over it. I think that she's crying and she's whining too much, and no one cares. You know what I'm saying? We're over it. We're done. I'm tired of that. So screw that, Lil' Kim. We're over your BS. Either you're going to make some music and it's going to stick, or you're going to just get out of here like you did back in 2010. You know what I mean? Do something or shut up. Put up or shut up. Godly, we're tired of it. All right. Now, as far as the City Girls and Cardi B and them beefing, I don't think that they're beefing. I think that it's narratives that the media is trying to push and different people, internet is trying to push just to get the people talking. I don't think that the City Girls and Cardi B are beefing. I don't think that there would be a reason for them to beef. But I don't know if you guys remember this, but I told you guys that the City Girls were not going to be in the video and that it was going to be some tea and the people were going to be talking about it because the City Girls were not in the video. Now, I know that there are videos that have surfaced about the City Girls saying that Cardi B had Love and Hip Hop to help her, and they didn't, which she did. She had that platform. That's not a lie. That's a fact. That's a fact. And there was where JT said, you know what, she will diss Nicki. And she did, and she was basically saying if she needs to diss and throw shade, she's willing to do so to get her career. I mean, I'm here for the honesty, right? But I'm also here for people being able to change their mind. You know, Lucretia hated the Shade Room. She did an interview with the Shade Room. People think that that's weird that she did an interview with the Shade Room right after the WAP video, and they didn't really push the WAP video. And people were dragging the City Girls saying, why you haven't posted WAP, because Cardi B has went to bat for the City Girls on a lot of things. But I don't think that the City Girls really feature Megan Thee Stallion. I don't think it's really Cardi B. I feel like if it's any tension with that, it's they don't like Meg, because it was some tension back and forth. Meg was trolling them. They would troll Meg back and forth. So I think it would be more so with Meg, because I think even Meg even sampled some of their record on Hot Girl Summer. You know what I mean? So I think that Meg is really their problem more so than Cardi B. And as far as them wanting to work with Nicki Minaj, you'd be stupid not to. Why wouldn't you want to work with Nicki Minaj? The City Girl has worked with every other artist. The City Girl has worked with Megan Thee Stallion, Sweetie. The City Girls have worked with Cardi B. The City Girls have worked with every other female that was considered hot during the time. So it's only right to want to work with Nicki Minaj. And any person that's trying to make that seem like that's some tea, you're stupid. And that's late, because why wouldn't you want to work with Nicki Minaj if you're a female rapper and you've worked with every other female? That's dumb. I would want to work with Nicki Minaj if I was the City Girls too. Why wouldn't you want Nicki Minaj under your belt? That's dumb. That's stupid. What rapper wouldn't want to work with Nicki Minaj, man or woman at this point, to be honest? What artist wouldn't want to say, hey, I would love to do a record with Nicki Minaj, just because you want that in your repertoire? Yeah, you want a record with Nicki Minaj. They probably didn't want to be, they probably was, there was an interview I seen where Charlamagne asked Carisha, you know, is she team Nicki, or how she feel, do she want to do a record with Nicki? And she didn't want to say it. She said she was team Cardi because Cardi's always supported her. But yeah, you're damn right. You want to work with Nicki Minaj. You probably just didn't want to start nothing. But once you realize that, I think once the City Girls start to realize, hey, this is business. So niggas will work with niggas for a check, whether you like them or not. If it's a good collab and it'll bring numbers and we can get paid, I don't have to like you, but I can get some money with you. Some people will do it. just like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Maybe they like each other now, but you couldn't deny the fact that Megan Thee Stallion was throwing Cardi B shade. I don't give a damn what you're saying. I still think that Megan Thee Stallion is a little bit fake with it. She definitely was dogging Cardi B, but she jumped with it and worked with her for whatever reason. It was a bag to get. Megan is even hotter now. Cardi B got a number one. It's coming. They got it. The City Girls, yeah, maybe you threw some shade at Nicki when you was coming up, but you changed your mind. And people are allowed to change their mind for better or for worse. I'm not mad at the City Girls for saying they want to work with Nicki Minaj. I would work with them, too. I would want to work with Nicki Minaj, too. Period. And if she called, I'd be on the first plane ready to go. So that's my opinion. I don't think that they're beefing, though. I think that people were trying to push the issue that they should be sharing it. They don't have to. And I could see where the City Girls may have felt like, oh, why we didn't get a cameo on the video. But to be honest with you, that really wasn't a cameo. I feel like the City Girls is bigger than Steel, not maybe bigger than Normani. I just think they're bigger than those girls that were in it. Like, they're big. The City Girls are still a little bit bigger than Mulatto and Ruby Rose and Sukiyana for sure. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know if that was a cameo that they really needed. I don't think they needed that. I don't think they needed it. So I don't think that they were pressed about it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't think that they were just running out to go to support a video they weren't in, especially with Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know. So that's my opinion. I don't think they were shading Cardi B. I don't think that it's shade that now they want to work with Nicki Minaj because Cardi B, to shade Cardi B, that's trash. That's a fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I think that as a female rapper, why the hell wouldn't you want to work with Nicki Minaj? I don't give a damn about Cardi B. If I'm a female, so my thing is this. If the City Girls is shading Cardi B by working with Nicki Minaj, then where's the whispers about Megan Thee Stallion shading Nicki Minaj to work with Cardi B? Where's the whispers about homegirl Normani jumping in a video for Cardi B when Nicki Minaj defended her publicly? And it's very telling that they cool. So my thing is, we got to pick and choose. We can't say that the City Girls is being shady, but Megan Thee Stallion wasn't, when it's been very clear that Megan Thee Stallion was dragging Cardi B on several occasions. Several occasions. Let's be very clear on that. So, I don't know. I just think that's really, really interesting. I'd be interested in what you guys think. I think that it's business, and I think that City Girls realize that, listen, we all we got, because sometimes people that we thought, like, I think it was an eye opener, if nonetheless, because Whether Cardi and Meg had a conversation or not, or we don't know what happens behind the scenes. I don't know who talks to who, whatever. But in my mind, I think the City Girls realize it's very clear that Meg has thrown shade with Cardi. And perhaps, you know, City Girls and Cardi could have talked before, or Krisha. And they, you know, we don't know who talks. But they could have talked about tea that has gone on behind the scenes. And then you see a person like Cardi, you know, perhaps maybe you talked to her about Megan Thee Stallion before. Then you see her jump in a video with Megan Thee Stallion. You're like, oh, girl, we were just talking about how she was talking shit about you and y'all did a video together. Then you start to realize, oh, okay, this is the industry. So then with that being said, you start to move different too. Like, well, shit, I'm not finna sit here and act like I don't want to work with Nicki Minaj just to be loyal to a person A or person B. Shit, I want to work with Nicki Minaj. It's business. Screw that. So I think they're at a point where they're realizing they got to do what they have to do for their career, because everybody else is going to do what they have to do for theirs. Whether that be Cardi, whether that be Meg, whether that be Lil' Kim, whether that be Nicki. So So the city girls got to get in where they fit in or get lost. So at this point, girl, pay it. All that's out the window. Bitch, I want to work with everybody. I don't give a damn who. Like, no, you got to start worried about yourself. And I understand that because in this game, this entertainment business game, it's a very, very dirty game. People are shady. People are liars. People are fake. People are phonies. You have to realize that there's not a lot of people that you can rely on. You'll fuck around and start trying to be loyal to one person and realize that they're not loyal to you. And let me tell you something. People will work with people that they don't like. They will sit and be fake in people's face. They'll sit there and dog a motherfucker out with you on the phone. And they will do a video together. Period. And you'll be sitting there like, what? So you have to realize, oh, shit. Okay, I see how people move. Well, shit, I'm not finna be not do something because I, you know, based off of you. And so it is what it is. I've learned that. I've seen it for myself. So I feel like that could be some of the tea that they got going on as well. But I don't think that they're just outright beefing with Cardi. It would be no reason to be beefing with Cardi. In my opinion, I don't think there would be a reason for the City Girls to just be beefing with Cardi. She doing what she has to do for herself. Cardi B ain't dropped a video in almost a year and press flopped. Cardi B was trying to get a number one. For unfortunately enough, the City Girls was not going to get Cardi B at number one. Megan Thee Stallion, Megan Thee Stallion was hot. And then there was a little controversy because we didn't think that they liked each other. So it was a good business move. That was a very strategic play. Then you got billionaire Kylie Jenner. She can share it to all her millions of followers. Then you got all these Instagram rapper girls, whatever chicks. They're all excited about it. It's women empowerment. It's controversial. They needed to make sure that Cardi B was going to have another number one hit. Because press was not it. And if this would have flopped, Cardi would have been out the door. Okay? City Girls was not going to guarantee a hit. They knew what they were doing when they put the pieces together for this WAP video, this song. They strategic everything, and everything was a strategic plan. They manufactured this whole thing, and it worked. That song is a hit, and it's gonna go number one. And I just don't feel like the City Girls was, you know, what they needed. Period. Okay, so let's take some calls. And then I feel really, really close for it. This is really, really high today. But either way, because I was moving around because I was doing my story time. Side note, if you guys have not seen my story time video, let me know if you like them. If we get a good amount of views on the story time videos, it's the video right before this one. I'll post the description in the bio. So if you guys like them, it's kind of like a little comedy mixed with storytelling. So if you guys kind of like it, we're trying something new out over here. So let me know if you like that. So I'll post the link of it in the comments. Okay. But anyway, let's get Yikes definitely flopped as well. Okay. Let me get some calls. All right. 6188.
My line.
Yes. What's going on, Bill? Talk to me.
Okay. So, you know, we're going to get into some things. So
let's do it.
I'm going to rip Lil' Kim for shreds, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. I have a lot of respect for Lil' Kim. She is definitely one of the legends. But, girl, you got in your own way because you were so pressed about Nicki Minaj that out of 10 years, let's be clear, out of 10 years, you've only put out one album with 9 songs. So you didn't put out any businesses. You didn't put out any features. It was nothing, just you. You know, you would have an interview every now and then. Y'all would have a conversation with you feeling like you're not getting respect. And the only time you did get a little bit of shine is when Remy Ma used you after the Sheik scandal. Let's be clear. So you keep talking about you not getting the homage and this, that, and the third. Girl, everybody has gave you the praise and glory except Nicki Minaj. But if you want to be real, Nicki Minaj said out of her own mouth, you were the reason why she was rapping. Like, you have always been inspiration for Nicki Minaj. She's never neglected that. She's never said that you are not an inspiration. But Nicki Minaj was also very clear. Girl, I love you. Girl, I respect you. But be very clear, girl, I'm going to be better than you. You cannot get mad for somebody trying to outdo you. That is just how this game works. And then you start putting out all these diss songs about Nicki. And I'm not saying Nicki was innocent. I'm not saying that at all. But you were sending direct shots at Nicki. One of your album covers had her picture on there, and you know, you had the whole Black Friday situation. Whenever Beyonce put out the Flawless remix with her and Nicki, you come out the woodworks with another diss song with Flawless, and it had nothing to do with you. Like, out of 10 years, you have not done anything. And I don't want to hear, and a lot of people be talking about, well, that's because it's about her age. I'm not trying to hear that, because Madonna is almost 70 years old and she just got a number one album last year because she works with new artists and she knows that in order to play the game and in order to still be that girl, you have to work with other people. Girl, you have to stop being bitter. Also, a lot of people don't know this, but Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim actually have two songs that it's not out now, but you can go on YouTube. They have music that is out. But instead of Lil' Kim taking that all that smoke to Universal and Cash Money, she blamed it on Nicki Minaj because they had a song. It was supposed to have a video and this, that, and the third. But apparently, I don't know if it was Birdman or Lil Wayne decided that they told Nicki to do her own thing. Nicki was a new rapper at that point. She's going to do what she's going to do. Y'all were always talking about Nicki kept shading her. Nicki kept shading her. Nicki never directly shaded her. But girl, no tea, no shade. If she did, girl, this is rap. Nicki, you have people like Jay-Z, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Eminem, literally molding a female rapper. You think Nicki going to come in the game on some, oh, U-N-I-T-Y? No, ma'am. I'm the best. I'm the baddest. You bees are my sons, and I'm the queen. That's how rap works. Mm. And instead of you trying to alliance with her, instead of you trying to say, okay, you know what, let's put this past stuff to the side and we could really make some stuff going. And better yet, even if you didn't work with Nicki, you haven't put out any kind of work. I could even thought you put out a business, a clothing line, a smoke shop. You ain't put out nothing. You walked around running your mouth, houses is getting foreclosed, and all of these things. Mm. So I don't understand. What more due diligence do you want? What more respect do you want? You literally had a whole VH1 special where they literally dedicated the whole show.
Oh, kissed her butt. Oh, my God. I forgot about that with Maya and the B. Simone and the
Kiki Palmer, Teyana Taylor.
It's just like, girl.
Show. What more do you want?
And then she had the girls' trip, the girls' road trip. Was that, wasn't that
baby.
A show, too?
Yes.
So like you had a whole thing.
And if you want to be real, let's just keep it 2019, 2020. Even right here now, right here in this era, you still could have been putting out music. You put out that last album, and your Lil' Kim fans talked all that mess, but it didn't even sell 1,000 copies. But, girl, it's like, that's what happens when you be gone. So even the song with the City Girls, the Miss New Booty, girl, you could have pushed that song. That song could have been pushed, and you didn't even do nothing with it. You didn't give us no video. You didn't give us nothing. But you want people to still walk around and call you the queen. And let's not forget that it was also 9 songs. Baby, when these girls, when Nicki's dropping an album, you get almost 20 songs, and you give us 9, but you're the queen. Girl, I don't understand how that works. You like, okay,
talk
prime
about
example.
It.
Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott is not consistent with music, but let's be clear. When Missy puts out a visual or an album or EP, it's going to be fire. It's going to be worth the wait.
Yes.
You got people like Queen Latifah who, okay, well, maybe I'm not done rapping, but I'm producing shows. I'm an actress. Mm-hmm. You know, I got these all kind of businesses. All of these people, hell, even Salt and Pepper got a radio station or something. You ain't done nothing. So it's like, what more do you want the girls to do?
Right. That was my whole thing. What else do the people need to do to make you feel validated? What else? Like, what's going to stop you? Like, why do you keep talking like somebody is not appreciating you? What do you want?
And then you got mad talking. You act like you didn't want another ladies' night. And they were asking who you think should be on the ladies' night. And you was on some, I mean, well, I don't know, this, that, and the third. Girl, no tea, no shade. You so stuck up your own behind, you could have put that new ladies' night together. I'm little
right.
I could have called Cardi, Megan, City Girls. Remy, girl, let's do this 2020 ladies night. You're so upset and bitter that you don't even realize a lot of things that you want, you could be pushing.
You could just call
yourself
and do.
You could just call the girl. Because you're little Kim, regardless of how they feel about you, they're always going to have a level of respect for you. So it's not like Cardi B going to be on some, oh, I ain't doing no ladies night with little Kim. She's going to be like, yeah, sure. Like, you could have been the one to pave that way. You could have been the one to get all this popping. Like, she doesn't realize all of the odds are against your favor, but you are so butthurt. Because, I mean, at this point, even Nicki Minaj didn't let it go. Like, girl, it happened. It was what it was. Like, and then has she just been consistent? Like, okay, prime example. Nicki Minaj has been in the game only 10 years. And out of 10 years, she's only given us 4 albums and has still managed to stay consistent. She still has, contractually, she still has 2 albums that she has to give us. How much you want to bet she's going to let them 2 albums
and
last?
And even while she's
5,
pregnant, but here's the thing. But even while Nicki Minaj is pregnant, even when she's on hiatus and not dropping music, you still hear her. Like, she's still on the record with ASAP Ferg. You still hear her.
She got a song with Youngboy about to come out.
Like you still hear Nicki Minaj. So, Little Kim, this is on you. And let's talk about this ladies night for a second. Like, girl, I feel like Little Kim, even if when somebody finally puts it together, then that's not going to be good enough. She's going to be mad then. But listen, is she trying to put it together? No. What she's doing is complaining and talking about she don't know who she could see in it. If it ain't her and
right.
me. So what's going to happen is somebody else is going to put it together, and then she's going to be mad about that. But, girl,
right.
you don't
and
even have an inkling of
him.
An idea of who you'd even want to put in it when you're asked the question. So somebody's going to do it for you. That's
Period.
Money that's sitting
and
on the table, and lots of it.
Exactly. She went wrong. And another thing, she lost also a lot of respect. Because the way she – I'm going to say this, and a lot of people are going to be mad, but it just is what it is. The way she treated Tory Notton was disgusting for playing her in that Biggie mm-hmm. situation. She lost a lot of respect for a lot of people because you had a black woman who literally just saw an opportunity, who literally looked up to you, and you sat there, here we go again, for the past 10 years. Because, you know, if they're not asking you about Nicki Minaj – they ask you how you feel about Notori playing you in that Biggie Smalls. Instead of you being honored that a dark-skinned woman was trying to play you, because you love to say Notori don't look like you, girl, no shade, you don't even look like you. So how are you going to sit there and try to be disrespectful to her? And Notori to this day has said, I have always been a fan. I've always loved her. I've always looked. You've given this girl nasty looks, and you shaded her. But girl, this is business. Notori to this day will say, "I love Little Kim. I was a young actress. I was trying to find myself in entertainment. That is something that I needed to branch off, and that's what I did." And instead of you embracing that, you sitting here walking around with an attitude, and here we are today. You could have gave us a whole Little Kim biography. You could have gave us a Netflix special. You ain't give us nothing. Nothing.
Mm. But she says she wants to be the matriarch. She says she wants to be the matriarch. She is the queen of queens. So she wants to be looked at as that and never forgotten. Like, and she feels some type of way that the new girls are not her friends. And she wants the new girls.
You let the girls forget you.
She did, in my mind.
You let the girls forget. And like I said, if you want to go to the pop world, girl, Madonna is 70 years old. She works with all the girls. Baby, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to stay relevant. You got Janet Jackson. You know, I may not be consistent, girl, but when I come out with music, girl, you already know what I'm about. You even got old heads like Jay-Z. Nas. Every time they put out a project or album, it's all the young kids. Girl, you got to get in with – you don't have time to be. Because if you're the queen and you're sickening and you're fish and you're legendary, it shouldn't even be – you shouldn't even have to feel like – I have, because deep down she feel like she got to compete with these girls because she know that she didn't do what she was supposed to do 10 years
Period.
Ago. That's the
Period.
Gag.
Period. Period. Well,
and
thank you. You know what? Yes, God, you had got into some things. Thanks, Bo. Thank you for calling in. Love you.
Love you.
Ooh. Did he not gather? In the name, if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe. And you are listening to the greatest show on YouTube, okay? Make sure you guys hit that like button and hit that subscribe, okay? We're getting to some things. We're talking Little Kim, Nicki Minaj, the City Girls, the Cardi B. Was it shade that they wanted to work with Nicki Minaj? We are headed to the phone line. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. Let's take a call. Caller 2165. You're live on the air.
Hear me? Hey,
yes.
Armand.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good. How are
you? I'm doing great. Oh, your last caller went in.
Mm-hmm.
Little Kim, she's frustrated. I think she's misunderstood and is coming out towards other artists, other female artists. She's frustrated with the industry. Everybody knows the longer an artist is, you know, she's been here for a minute. I don't even know how what has been, 30 years or something? I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't know. Am I off?
I don't know. She's been here for a long time. Yeah, let's go
she's
with 30 years.
Since,
she was here before
okay,
me.
Okay, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. So with that, the industry, you've had your moment. This is within the industry. They're always looking for something hot and new. Little Kim's anger and bitterness is towards the industry because I know they're not putting as much money into her. And then on top of that,
well, she just,
no.
I think she's independent. She's not signed. So I think that's a big part of it, too.
Understand.
She doesn't have any big label.
Bingo, because no one's going to put the money in like how she was back in the, you know, 90s and early 2000s. They're not going to put money into you like that. And
okay.
She's not too business savvy. Because, and I can reflect on, I remember, you know, being a little girl, and I'm like, why is she keeping this beef with Foxy alive for so long? Do a track with her. I remember thinking that. Like, could you imagine how legendary they would have been with Little Kim and Foxy? Oh, my goodness. But there, she keeps holding on to this bitter, psychotic energy that's really towards the industry in itself. And when it comes to women like Little Kim, she may not be able to process that she's a has-been. And it's okay. It's, and that is okay, Little Kim. She is thinking about, you know, crush on you and all of that when all the girls was walking down the street with the pink and green wigs and all of that. You set off everything that we see today, you know. But
okay.
you are a has-been, and that's okay. Everyone is in that lane. Even Nicki Minaj, you know, everybody is kind of a little over her. She's still doing her thing. I'm not shading anybody. But that's just what happens in the celebrity world. But Little Kim, she has some sight. She acts like everybody owes her something. And it's like, baby girl, you need to understand when you had your moment, like you had your major moment, now you need to do what the last caller said, start to navigate. And even when she navigates,
yes,
she really doesn't have a personality. So I had no interest in watching that type of show anyway. You know, but what, Little Kim, what is she going to talk about? Nicki? I don't understand what else does she doesn't really, she hasn't perfected. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying, Armand? Like,
no,
it's
I'm
like
with
her
you.
Brand
I'm with you.
Is
I'm
something
just, I'm
off
just,
with her.
No, I'm just listening because I've been fed up with Little Kim for a while. But I think when I watched this Fat Joe interview, it really made sense to me because I'm like, okay, she plays this victim. She plays this victim role. And I'm going to play it again because we got a lot more people in here. And I want you guys to listen to, you know, when she's talking, she almost, when they're talking, she wants people to just cater to her. And she wants people to feel like she's still here and relevant. And to me, that's a bit of a shocker because she doesn't, her work ethic is not showing of a person that still wants to be considered here and relevant. She doesn't work hard.
She doesn't. I think, please forgive me, because I know her fans are, oh God. I think what I see when I see Little Kim is deeper than just the play. I see mental illness. That's why that I do, and it's deeper than, and it's something deep, and it's something that's just not right. It's deeper than the plastic surgery is just the visual of her mental illness, in my opinion. I think she's been through some real stuff. And that's where that attitude comes from of me, look at me, what I did, what you did, past tense, mama. What about within the last couple of years, Little Kim? And it's just like she's just not all there in my, she's delusional. And that is a sign of something that is, you know, some mental problems. You know what I mean? Like it's something,
yes.
I think it does something to a person's brain to know that you were once, you know, up top, and even back then when she was on top, she was getting ripped off. Remember when she did an interview talking about, yeah, Diddy owes me for such and such amount of shows, and I'm like, you're not on top of your business, baby girl. Are you worrying about getting some Fendi or something, or you are worried about your coins? Which one is it? I don't understand, but thank you, Armand. I love your talking points. You're on point, baby, and I'm going to continue to listen. Thank you, and shout
thank
out to
you.
The chat room.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Shout out. Let's see
all
what's
right,
going
babe.
On. Is little Kim having mental? I have to go get the cards real quick, girl. What is the tea with little Kim? Oh my God, little Kim, give me the tea on little Kim. Okay. Okay. Well, to me, she's not feeling stable. She's not feeling really secure. Her emotions are everywhere. I don't know if it's mentally ill, but she just kind of feels like she doesn't really, well, maybe it could be. She just doesn't know where she's going or what happened. I kind of feel like she was on a high at one point, right? And then some shit happened where some things got shifted and moved, right, with this chariot. But then with the Two of Pentacles in reverse, the shit just, somehow we lost gravity, and it just started falling out of whack. And she never figured out how to get it back up and balance it, right? She just started figuring, the shit just got shaky. And she's just like, well, what happened? I was happy at one point, and I didn't realize what happened, because then some shit just came and shifted and moved. And then before you know it, my shit was whole upside down, and I couldn't figure out how to get back right side up. So, you know what? Maybe she is going through something mentally, because she's trying to figure out, well, shit, how do I get this back together? Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, 37, 37. Oh, they want me to do a reading on the plastic surgery. Absolutely. 37, 37. Turn me down in the back. Okay, you are not ready because you are not listening. All right, we are going to take another call. Okay, 3035. You are live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you guys? How is everybody tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to tap in real quick about the little Kim situation. I know the first two callers were really deep in their feelings about it, and I understand. But not to peak my age, I'm not too old, but I'm old enough when little Kim came out. It was 26 years. We've been rapping for 26 years. I'm from Philly, so I'm right over the bridge. The way business and things was handled 26 years ago is not the way it's handled now. So that's one thing little Kim got against her. Secondly, Biggie made her. So then when Biggie died, who else was there to help her? Nobody. So therefore, she was lost in the scuffle. She also went to jail for a year and a day. Not making excuses for her. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of people are like, oh, your business ain't right. And, you know, stop doing this and stop doing this. And where was your coin? Why you ain't do nothing in 10 years? Life hit that woman. That's what happened in 10 years.
Well, Remy Ma went to jail for 7 years and came back and did okay.
He came out to a house husband that had the bag ready for her. So
yeah.
Had the game ready for her. Little Kim came out to nothing. You get what I'm
okay.
saying? Diddy wasn't there. Nobody was in. You know when you signed the Diddy, you may as well sign your life away. Her story was told so many different ways, okay, other than her saying it. And it was no shade against Notori. It was no shade against her. Everybody just want to put this black on black thing. It wasn't that. It was that the first scene that you see of Little Kim is her titties out humping on somebody in a hotel room. Like, that's why, you know, nobody wants a story told like that. You know what I mean? The girl has skills. So it's just sad that she needs proper management. if Little Kim get proper management, Little Kim will be fired. Her story has not been told from her mouth. It's so many things that we want to know about that she can provide. You know, we heard Facebook drive to a story about, oh, I kicked in the door and I slammed all the Faith, girl, you was a whole church going stop, okay? This little girl, Little Kim, had to travel through Harlem, Yonkers, all that to get through these men. You wasn't kicking in nobody's door and punching nobody in no face. So let's do that right there. Okay, so, you know, it's time for Little Kim to stop complaining, stop taking the bait, you know what I'm saying? Get you a good business partner, get you a Love and Hip Slop is going now, so you missed that vote. So, you know, get you a nice little Zeus, whatever, YouTube deal, and tell your story. And there you go.
Okay, so what do you feel as though, did you see the video where she that I played? Well, I'm going to play it. I'm going to bring you back because I want to know what your opinion is. So I'm going to refresh it for everybody. We're going to play that. I'm going to bring you right back. So be by the phone, but try to listen if you can. And I want to know what you thought because she did this last night. So let's talk about it. Okay, we're back. Hello? 3035. Yeah, okay. What did you think about that?
So, it was a lot going on in that little clip. For one, that behavior that she said about when Joe asked her, oh, who should be on the new ladies' night? A couple of things kind of clicked in her head. Number one, she probably don't even own the rights to the lyrics on ladies' night. So, bringing up that song is kind of like, I can't even pay for it to be remixed if I wanted to. So why are you bringing that?
It's kind of like talking about, it's kind of like bringing up my neck, my back in front of Kaya.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Well, or this is how we do it. Because Madonna gets paid for that. Myself, Jordan don't get paid for that. Madonna gets paid for it. This is how we do it. He sold those rights to Madonna. So, okay. Now, Fat Joe got a lot of nerve because he wasn't rocking with Remy when she was locked up. It wasn't until she came out and started on getting on Love and Hip Hop that he wanted to lean back his way back into her.
No, he definitely used Remy Ma. He definitely used her. I agree with that. Absolutely.
And Kim kind of peeped that too. She peeped that. That's why she said, yeah, I'm tired of people who want to give me love and show me love and steal from me. When he said, oh, you should have a series, a Lil' Kim series, because she's seen the slime ball move in his head. Oh, I'm going to make money off of this. You get what I'm saying? That whole thing about her not picking the artist, I get that. That's bad behavior. That's old hood behavior. That's old 1994, you know, I ain't eating, nobody ain't eating type behavior. At that moment, Fat Joe should have corrected her and said, nah, come on. You just did this whole spiel about bigging up rappers before you and bigging up the female rappers and stuff. Who do you think could be on the remix? He should have corrected and brought it back.
Well, it sounded like she wanted to be, to me, what I got out of it, it sounded like that he was asking about new girls, and she was fed up because he wasn't including her.
Exactly.
She wants to still be included in the roster of new artists and girls of now. That's why she said, like, why can't some of the old girls and me, like, be on new remixes? Like, what's the, you can,
exactly.
But you're not putting out enough consistent music where people really want to work with you. Like, put out some of your own shit and let it be dope. Niggas
right.
Didn't start calling
true.
You.
True.
You gotta make, you gotta be hot.
She gotta get some money. Like she said, she did that little boat trip. Come on, what girl you know from the hood jumping in no ocean with no Maya and no B. Simone for VH1? That was a money bag. She needed the money for clothes and everything. She needs a good team, pretty much. If she get a good team that half of these people got, anybody, I could be her manager.
But how long are we going to wait on Little Kim to get a good team? This is the reason why she lost the spot anyway. Because she stopped and wasn't being consistent back in 1996.
Yeah. And Diddy. Wait a minute. And you got Diddy blackballing. Because Diddy long, his money is long now. You got to think about that. Because, I mean, any look of any artist, Danny DeKang, Day 26, anything from Diddy, where are they now?
I wouldn't do anything with Diddy. Please.
Right. You can't even fart without him saying, take that to court and give me my money. So, therefore, it's a lot of entanglement I just wish this just go fade to black, do some behind the scenes work, change a name, go to India, come back, and then, you know, maybe we'll see Little Kim, you know, 20, 35, 82. Maybe her daughter might come out and tell her mom's story. Maybe that's my what happened.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you.
Thank you,
Amon. I love you. Bye. Okay, if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys hit the like button and be sure and to subscribe, okay? What's going on? Get in here. We are getting into some things. Listen, also, we have a full-on queue with not a full length about a time left. All right, so if you want to get in here, make sure that you super chat your last four to the top if you just have to say something. If not, then you can wait and see if we get to you, okay? But super chat to the top if you want to be called on, if you want your number to be chosen, because we are getting close to the end of the show. Okay, let's take another call. Okay, 1-5-2-2, you're live on the air. Okay, you got to be ready. We got a lot of people. Turn me down in the back.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I actually made it on. Hey.
Yes, you did. Hey, what's going on, boo?
Nothing much. I'm just listening to everything that you be saying. Like, first of all, I just want you to know that I love you. Like,
Thank you.
I watch you all the time. You so fucking cool. Freaking cool, sorry. I just found a way to, I have an iPhone and I've been trying to figure out how to, like, become a member, and I just figured it out now, so we lit.
Okay, period, okay? Love a good member, okay? Okay, period, Pooh.
All right, so I want to talk about, like, Lil' Kim. I'm from Brooklyn,
okay.
So I'm a little partial when it comes to her.
Okay.
I just feel like nobody is messing with her when it comes to, like, the game. And I do understand that she may feel as though, like, a lot of people don't pay her homage. But personally, I feel like she may have been talking about Nicki when she was saying that, because I don't see any other female that doesn't pay her homage. I don't see it. Every other female does.
I took the clip out. I took the clip out, right? Because I didn't think it was necessary for this, and maybe I made a mistake. But Fat Joe asked her about WAP, right? And what she felt about WAP. And her response was really, really interesting, because it was almost kind of like she was just like, you know, because Cardi B and Meg, they got a lot of backlash. And Little Kim was just like, deal with it. Like, that's what she said.
You know what?
Deal with it.
I wanted to ask you about WAP anyway. Like, I wanted to talk to you about that, because do you think those two ladies really like each other?
I think that Cardi B like Meg. I think that Cardi B like
Meg.
That's
exactly how I feel. I don't trust Megan. I don't trust her at all. That girl
No, Megan's just
funny.
Being smart. Megan is doing what she needs to do. Megan Thee Stallion is saying, listen, I'm hot. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm not going to sit and ride up under Nicki. That's not going to do anything for me.
No,
I got what I got off of that.
I'm not talking about the ride up under Nicki thing, because if that's the case, Nicki works with everybody. She works with everybody she wants to work with. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the live. When I saw that live, I don't know. To me, she gave me the kind of energy that's like, I'm cool with you behind closed doors. But when we out in front of everybody, I'm act like it's just, we just cordial. Because
yeah, well, the live to me, watching that live, it was very, I could just tell that she was being fake. Like, Cardi, like, girl, you don't, like, my thing with Megan is this, I know Megan deep down doesn't respect Cardi B's artistry. I know that.
Exactly.
By the things that she says.
Exactly.
So if you don't respect her as an artist, like, I don't think, I mean, you could like her, but you made a song with her. It was more about the money, and I think it was more about the collaboration and the growth of Megan. Can you be mad? No. But I know if you asked her privately and she felt like it couldn't get out, she don't trust Cardi B's. She don't like Cardi B. She don't respect Cardi B's artistry.
I think Cardi's going to regret, I think Cardi's going to live to regret working with her, because Cardi's always going to have that in back of her of like, people are always going to say, oh, she needed Megan to get this number one. And
Cardi B don't
do
care
that.
About that. I'm going to tell you, I don't think that she's going to regret that. She's going to get a number one song. It's her song, and that's going to propel her somewhere and make her some more money. Cardi B is, this is part of the plan. This is why the song was done before Megan Thee Stallion. The song, Miss Megan was added to the song late. Okay? So Cardi B knows what she was doing. They put this whole thing together to ensure that there was a number one. So Cardi B ain't going to be mad. She got a number one. She's going to have a number one record. This is a win, again, because Cardi B is supposed to be out. Remember, this the girl that don't write, can't rap. But
she's out-charting every other writing and rapping artist.
She's out-charting every last one of them. That's the whole key.
I just really don't understand what the main problem, like why people do not like her. I really just don't get how
I'm
going to
tell you why people don't like Cardi B. You
want to
know why?
Mm-hmm.
This is why people don't like Cardi B. And I'm not saying this is not what I'm saying. This is what I've heard. Even with people around my house, like, you know what I mean, that I've talked to just in private at parties. The biggest thing why people don't like Cardi B, in my opinion, is because they feel like Cardi B is not a real artist. They feel like everything with Cardi B is manufactured, down to the song,
you can say that about
the video.
Rihanna, everybody loves her.
I'm just saying, you know, they feel like Cardi B ain't really a rapper. You have to write her stuff for her. She's just, it's a package, and you just put it out there, and then it's a money deal. So then everybody makes money on it, so everybody promotes it. So that's why they talk about the sympathy and payola and this, that, and the third, because it's a lot of hands.
Cardi is not a rapper. Cardi is an entertainer. Just the same way Drake is not a rapper's rapper. Like Rihanna is not a singer, but you still love them. Like you say, you love their package. It's the package with her. The girl is a star. She can hold the audience bigger than anybody else I have seen in a long, 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 long time. Like her or not, you're watching. She holds you. She grasps you. You could think, oh, yeah, she's educated. Have you been to the Bronx? If you've been to the Bronx, you'll understand where the girl's coming from, and which is even more of a reason why you would celebrate her. Because a girl from the Bronx, a girl from that Spanish child of an immigrant or whatever, they usually don't make it. They don't make it. And to see her where she is right now, I mean, from another person from New York, it makes me proud. But I don't see the difference between her and a Drake or a Rihanna or whatever like that. They're not the best, but they're superstars. Like, the girl is a star. I don't understand. I really just don't understand the hate. I really don't. And the girl is nice. When she was working at Sue's, I went to Sue's one time when she was a stripper. This was back in the day. She's really still the same person she was before she ever made it now.
Mm-hmm.
She really is, like, as far as, like, the bubbly stuff, like, the bubbly attitude and just her personality, it's always gotten her. I don't know.
I think
me
Cardi B is going to be successful.
I
think Cardi B is going to be successful in this because Cardi B, you know, which could be a blessing and a curse. I think maybe this is why some people don't like her. But I could be wrong. I don't know this to be fact, but it's just my opinion. I don't think she's attached to the music as much or to the industry as much as we think. I think she's more attached to the money, so she knows how to play the game and keep doing what she has to do just to stay paid. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I think it is. I don't think that it's so, but some people might be like, that's why they don't like her, because they don't feel like she's a real artist. But my thing is, I respect her because she still knows how to pick a hit, and they know how to put out a hit.
Well, they paying you to do next caller. They paying you to get rid of me.
Okay.
They mad or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm going to remove myself. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy your commentary. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't ignore the haters. You're the realest person up here. So as far as I've seen, so just keep doing you, and I'm proud of you. And I'm going to see you on TV one day, the big screen.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will see me on TV. I like that. Yes, on television, baby. Let's speak that. Yes. Okay, so do we have any last call super chats? Oh, they want to get her out of here. Here's the thing. I mean, I agree with everything everybody's saying. We got to let everybody. I'm just letting everybody talk. But so that's the reason why I think that people don't like Cardi B. But just like I said, I feel like people don't like Nicki. People don't like Nicki because I feel like people don't like her attitude. I feel like people don't like Cardi B because they don't feel like she's a real artist. And she's getting things that other artists probably will never be able to get and that are probably a lot more talented than her. But then on the flip side, are they? Because something about her is selling. But I think what helps Cardi B propel is her personality and her ability not to take things personal. Could you imagine being an okay rapper and then having the nerve to be mad at everybody that says something bad about you? You know what I'm saying, Cardi B? Like, you could drag her today, but as long as you didn't go too far, she ain't really tripping. She don't take that shit personal. So she'll always be able to, she'll always get over it if there's a bag involved. She ain't stupid. She know what Meg said. Now they cool, but I think Cardi B is more genuine than Meg. But Meg was just at a point where she like, shit, this is Cardi B. I done got Nicki. I got a number. I got Nicki. I got a number one Beyonce. Now I'm gonna get a number one book on Cardi B. You know what I mean? If anything, Meg is thinking, shit, Cardi B got one more season, and before you know it, I'm going to be the new Nicki and Cardi. I'm going to be Megan Thee Stallion. If not, you know, she's going to be just as hot, if not hotter. Then we're going to be talking Nicki, Meg, and Cardi. Meg is playing her cards right. Until... So it is what it is. Okay, we'll take a couple more. How many people we got in the chat? Oh, gosh, the numbers is going up. Y'all is liking this content today. Okay, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. If we get, listen, we need at least 100 subscribers, 100 people to subscribe, and I might stay on maybe an extra hour. We get 20 more, I'll stay on an extra 20 minutes. Okay, and I'll take some more calls. Let's see. I'm going to take one. So after this last call, y'all know how I do. I will pay it. So let's take this call. 0919, you're live on the air.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How
are
you?
I've been listening to you for a while, but it's my first time ever calling in. And I just want to talk about the whole Megan Thee Stallion when she got her foot shot type of thing. I don't know why nobody talks about her leaving Kylie Jenner's house and why not. Because something about something getting stolen is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they think when they were at Kylie's house, I don't know if her Megan Thee Stallion's best friend stole something, he stole something, or she stole something, but something was stolen at some point. And I feel like Kylie's security shot Megan. Because that's the only, like, nobody ever talks about what part she had to play. She had some part in it. She played something because as soon as that, you blocked her. You ain't never shouted her out. You ain't asked her how she doing. Like, it's weird. It's fishy. And I feel like that's what happened. And somebody stole something at that girl's house.
Okay.
But that's my take on it. That's all I wanted to say because nobody ever says it from that point of view. But I love you, Armand. And
I love you, and thank you for calling in.
And you have a nice one.
You too. Bye. Okay, last one because y'all not hitting it. So 0232, you are live on the air.
Armand?
Hey.
That's my Armand. Hi, Armand. I want to just say I've been following you since the days of recording live.
Hey, we're recording live from a secret location.
People don't give you your credit because it's so good to hear from somebody that can give commentary and, you know, be from an unbiased place. A lot of these YouTubers are biased and they're being bought by these celebrities, and you know who's being bought, so we ain't even got to mention their names.
Oh, but I don't know nothing, baby. I don't know who being bought because I'm not seeing the checks.
But just
but talk about it. Who's being bought?
But I'm not pouring it. But okay. I wanna get to Kim.
Okay,
first off, Kim, the thing with Kim, Kim has been bitter ever since 2010 when Nikki came out. And I'm just going to be real. Kim, you're lying when you sit there on the interview with Fat Joe and you have the nerve to say what me, Missy, and Eve did was pick every female rapper up as if y'all didn't have beef. Kim, you beef with Eve when she came out. You beef with Foxy. You and Remy. I mean, had the open people like to forget about her and Remy beef. That was like a real Remy made a diss song about her called Smack Her When I See Her. So it's like, don't try to put it as Nikki is the poster child for rap beef. When Kim, you have beef with every female rapper in the 90s when they came out. It wasn't as publicized as it is now. And so I'm not buying that with Kim. And I also feel like she is looking for flowers that have been given to her, like Kim.
Yes.
You haven't been out, honey. Nobody, we love you. We love hardcore, but nobody wants to hear Kim in 2020. You're not marketable anymore. You're not, I'm not being funny. You, in order to be marketable, you have to look sexy. And Kim, you haven't looked sexy in about 2001, since 2001.
Well, no, I think Kim can look sexy. Kim got the looks. It's the sound. It's the music for me. I'm always going to give Kim the look. It's just the music. It's the super auto-tone. I feel like she's trying to fit in. It's the song that's not thick yet for
me. She thinks she's the Migos, and it's that auto-tune. But I'm sorry. Kim does not look good to me. I'm sorry. She's not marketable anymore. Your time has passed, Kim. Nobody wants to hear about a 40-year-old woman talking about her pussy.
Okay.
Salt and Pepper knew when to stop. They knew, like, go somewhere in Vegas and get a residency in Vegas and just do your old material. That's what we want to hear. We don't want to hear nothing. I'm not being funny. It's like with Remy, too. It's the sound, Remy. Like, I love this, the TV Remy and the talk show Remy, but we don't want to hear. It's the sound. We don't want to hear it. People love Nikki because of her sound. She's been... Even with the attitude and the stuff she go through, we love her because of the sound and the way she can rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she haven't won the awards. If she wasn't talented, we would have been pushed Nikki aside, but she can still give you wordplay. It's the sound, Kim. We don't want to hear it. And when she says she can't see anybody on a new ladies' night, it's because she knows who they want to – she know who everybody want to see. They want to either see Cardi, Meg, and Nikki. She don't want
to
miss you.
Period.
Miss
we need
Nikki
to
name.
See a Cardi, a Meg, a Nikki. But I would even mind letting Kim be on it. She could still come in on it. Cardi, Meg,
make her be
Nikki, Mulatto. You know what I'm saying? Put Saweetie on there because she going to give you a look. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be good. But it will never happen because women are too stubborn.
And then they help Kim. And Kim is dumb. You won't put your pride aside. If you do a record with Nikki, that actually would help your career. Actually.
It would help both of them, honestly. It would help people realize that Nicki Minaj is not a bad person in personality. She's not stubborn like people think. And then Kim, it'll help. It'll give you a boost, and then you can stop crying.
But you know what? Why they can't stand? They so much alike, and they don't see it. They just alike. They attitudes are just alike.
Talk about
it's just Kim is older, so she gets away with a lot. But Nikki and Kim are they're just alike. And I also feel like, Kim, if you feel like the industry don't give you your flowers and give you nothing, all you got to do is go on YouTube, honey. These female rappers are shouting. The only one who hasn't given it to you is Nikki. But why, when every time you turn around, you was dissing the girl? Y'all both dissed each other. But if I'm dissing and at beef and at off with somebody, I'm not going to say, oh, that's my girl, I love them. I'm not going to say nothing about them. That's just natural human nature. Forget rap. We are human beings. We're not going to mess with nobody if they don't mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, really all I had to say on mine. So hopefully
thank
the female rappers can come together.
I appreciate it. Love you. Thanks for calling in.
Love you too, baby. All right.
Bye. All right. Okay, so let me get this super chat. Okay. Do y'all think Lil' Kim will push for her daughter to be the next queen of rap when she gets older? I was wondering the same for Blue Ivy. I don't think so. I think Lil' Kim will probably try to talk her out of it. Blue Ivy's going to have to do something. That's going to be an interesting thing. Let's see what other people say, what other comments. Enjoy your lives today. Thank you, Pretty Brown Chanel. Latoya Johnson says, so we're going to ignore how Nicki cried about Cardi not paying homage. People are going to ignore that, just like they ignored the Move Your Hips video. Well, that was, I feel like that was a fake cry by Nicki Minaj. I think that she was kind of trying to get people not to like Cardi at that moment. The Move Your Hips video, we did a video on that. That was trash. Julie Wilson said, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. King of Makeup said, do you think Kim will push her daughter? Oh, she said it again. So, yeah, we answered that question. All right, guys. So let me do the annual subscriber check. Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to catch it next time. I love you all.